Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we've got today. Lanae said, how do you get past your own tastes and preferences to consistently offer constructive help to others while still respecting their unique style direction? Especially as a professional, how do you expand on your own horizons such as that you no longer see any styles as too unlovely to work with? That is, you can distinguish personal preference from style faux pas. I admire how you do this, but I'm not there yet and I'd like to be. Well, part of the answer to this, Lanae, is actually within my training, one of the things you learn about is understanding all the different personality styles. So really getting deep into the different elements of personality style and how they are expressions of lots of different personality traits. And that every single one of these is valid. There is nothing wrong with any one of them. We're all unique humans. We all get to have our own personalities. And we can express them in a way that is true and authentic to us. And I really believe that feeling authentic on the inside is as important as looking great on the outside. And that if you are not feeling authentic on the inside, you will never have that confidence on the outside that you want, because you're not feeling that your style is expressing who you are. And I know this because, you know, I've spent years experimenting before I became an image consultant. I would, you know, like go, oh, my friend's stylish, I'm going to dress like her. You know, I go, okay, well, she wears this and she looks really good, so I'm going to try that out. And even though she looked amazing, I just never felt comfortable. And because I never felt particularly comfortable, I therefore didn't express confidence. And it didn't improve my self-esteem in the way that when you are wearing something that is true and authentic to you, it's your inside expressed on the outside. You have this inner confidence. It's like a little inner light switch that's turned on and you feel so much more comfortable in your own skin. And so this is where in the training, like, I learn all about all the different personality traits and really dive deep into that. And I think having an understanding that we're all different and that there's no one way of being that is the right way. Everybody is perfect in their own way. There is no one right way of being. There's no one set of personality traits. And so therefore, there is no one way of dressing. We should all be allowed to dress in a way that is authentic to us. Now, of course, there may be dress codes and other things we have to take into consideration depending on our lifestyle and what we're doing. But you know, there are lots of ways to adapt these things to still make these elements more authentic to you. And I often think if somebody is in an environment where the dress code, they feel really uncomfortable with it, I would suggest that there's something about their environment that is not gelling with their personality, and maybe they need to, you know, like get a different job or do something different. Because if the requirements are, usually the requirements are brought around because you need to express a certain element. So if you're, say, working in finance or law, where definitely being conservative and more responsible is really important, then dressing like a rock and roll chick is not going to be seen in that way. So that's a much more creative expression. So it would be, if you feel that this more conservative thing is just really uncomfortable, then is this the right environment for you? Is this how you want to do it? Or is there a different way you could use your skills? So sometimes there is a mismatch between environment and your style and your personality. And sometimes it means that it's a good indicator that maybe something else would be better for you in the long run. So part of it is that I have learned about all the different personality traits and how they can be expressed through clothing and how different elements of design and clothing are expressed in different ways. And then I've also seen that, you know, like, everything can be beautiful in the right context. And that's where getting that context right. And it's the same with colours as well. There is no ugly colour. It's just that on some people, some colours are very unattractive because it doesn't do anything for them. It's disharmony. Versus on other people, those colours are beautiful because there is harmony. And I feel like this is because, you know, colour is, part of the electromagnetic field. It has a vibrational energy to it. Each colour has a different wave, a light wave, the electromagnetic spectrum. And we are all humans made up of many tiny little cells which also have vibrational energy to them. And I often think it's almost like the vibrational element or energy of a colour must match the vibrational energy of our own selves. And that's when that harmony and that beauty is created. You can look at it in aspects like that. So just bad taste, who defines what bad taste is? And this is often where there may be, some group of people who have got power in some way or other, and they get to define in a certain culture what good taste and bad taste is. But often what I think the difference between good and bad taste, it's actually not to do with personal taste. It's more to do with elements of design. So when you look at how things are designed, whether it's art, architecture, graphic design, fashion, these are all things that are designed. And this is where if you look at the different elements of design, and I've got a blog post all about the aesthetics design and how we like things like shapes that relate to each other, because it creates a harmony. So all these aesthetics of the design actually relate to creating harmony with each other. And so this is another thing you can look at. But, you ask about how do I do it? I put my own personal preferences to one side because it's not about me. I am not wearing your clothes. I have no interest in wearing other people's clothes so much. So it's not about me. What I'm trying to do is recognize the beauty in you and how you can express that in a way that's true and authentic to you. It's your inside on your outside. It's not about me and anything to do with me. It really is putting aside my own thoughts and preferences and working with each person as a unique individual with their personality and their colouring and their body, their vibrational energy. That whole lot has to go together to make it right for them. And that has nothing necessarily to do with me. So really, part of it is learned. I certainly had to learn how to put my own preferences to one side, and that comes with, practice. But, that is something to think about. So it takes time, but also it's knowledge. The more you understand, the more you dive more deeply into understanding, personality and design elements and all those sorts of things and colours, then it starts to be easier to see how they go together on someone who is not you, who is outside of you as well. So hopefully that helps. I don't know. Okay, so Kirsten has asked, here is another one. Do muted colours on sheen fabrics read as lighter or darker? Are they more likely to advance or recede? So when we have a sheen fabric, a sheeny or shiny fabric bounces more light off. So it has an advancing quality. And so generally what happens is when you have a colour on a sheen fabric, it will appear brighter. It won't necessarily appear lighter or darker, but it will appear brighter. And because the fabric bounces more light, it'll be more obvious. So it tends to bounce more light around. So in some ways, it probably would appear slightly lighter than darker, but really it's because it's bouncing more light off it, and it's more apparent, so it's more advancing. So especially a red on a sheen fabric is going to be more advancing than a red on a matte fabric, which will be slightly more receding, but it's still, red is advancing, because it is a warm overtone colour. Last question today comes from Anne. You have mentioned the comfort of an outfit relating to physical, mental, and emotional comfort. Can you define and separate mental and emotional? Yes, so the mental comfort for me is, for some people it could be, do I fit in the environment? This is one of the things, and personality comes into this, like personality comes into everything. But things like looking at, does this suit the dress code? So if you have a need to be appropriate and fit into environments and you tend to go, oh, I need to look at the dress code, I might ring somebody up, what are you wearing? There is a mental comfort there when you feel that you are dressed appropriately, that what you are wearing is correct or right for that occasion, wherever you may be. But it could be your mental comfort. Maybe I need to be different from other people. I always remember one of our students, my image consulting students, was very much mental comfort for her was being different to everybody else. And she talked about how she, when she was at school, she would adapt her school uniform to be different from everybody else's. And as soon as other girls copied her, she'd have to change it again. Her mental comfort was actually about being different, not fitting in the same way as for some other people who appropriateness is really important, where fitting in is really important. So you could look at that as part of a mental comfort. And then emotional comfort. So for some people, it's not just the feeling, the physical feeling of the clothes. There is an emotional feeling with clothes. This is where we might get emotions are attached to clothing because of where we bought them, or if somebody gave them to us, or if our husband or partner likes them. That can give you an emotional comfort as well. This is where it's, for each of us, these are different things. And I have talked about this in my 6 brilliant strategies for creating a perfect wardrobe. And I do recommend you have a look at that post. I will link to it. But there is definitely kind of an emotional comfort. It's how you feel too about yourself and what you're doing. And all these elements of comfort are related. So for some people, you know, mentally comfortable can also be, I'm not having a tag scratching at my neck, which is distracting me from thinking about other things. So they are all related. But for some people, physical comfort is, I really have to be able to stretch and bend and move and do things in my clothes. And for other people, it could be that their comfort just has to be, it's not binding and constrictive. But they don't need to stretch and bend and do all those sorts of things. So there are different sorts of levels of comfort we all have. And this is where it's like, comfort just doesn't mean it's got to be, you know, like, otherwise we'd all end up in probably, you know, like, activewear and leggings are very physically comfortable. But for me, they're only mentally comfortable if I'm exercising or I'm doing something that requires that. But they're not mentally comfortable for me if I'm going to the shops. Don't feel comfortable in them in the same way. So you could look at kind of those sorts of elements for yourself. Then also Anne said, can you also address the line of comfort? What are signs it's just not for you? When is it that you need to push out of an old dodgy rut? So I would say, so how do you know if something is just not for you? Well, I think that at the end of the day, if you've noticed you've been wearing something, and often you'll never really know if something is for you or not if you haven't been wearing it. So you've got to wear it, and you need to wear it for, you know, but if you put something on and take it off and put it on and take it off and it never actually gets worn, there is something there that says, this is not for me. Just let it go. If you've been wearing something for a day and at the end of the day, you just go like, you know, there was some sort of, and this is where you might not be able to define whether it could be physical comfort. It could be emotional comfort. It could be mental comfort. I'm not sure, but there's something you feel is like not quite right. Then that's an indicator that something could be let go of as well. And then what can happen too is, I always think you need to look at your clothes, particularly when things are very physically comfortable. And if you have a drive, a high drive for that physical comfort, which some people are very, very kinesthetic. My son's like this. And it's almost like the nerve endings are closer to the skin. So this notice of the physicality of how the clothes feel on your physical body is very aware. Even at the age of 2, when I tried to get him into a pair of jeans and he'd say, no, mummy, no soft pants, only wear soft pants. So that boy was in tracksuit pants until he was a teenager and he decided he wanted to wear a pair of jeans. But it was only soft pants for him. And then I knitted him a jumper out of wool and it was no itchy, scratchy, no mummy, you know. So he's very kinesthetically aware from very young. So he understands his physical, but there must be some sort of probably mental level of comfort there. But it's interesting as a teenager that the level of comfort, suddenly it was, well, I need to fit in. I need to wear a pair of jeans because I need to be like my peers. And that's more maybe an emotional fitting in and belonging. And this is where we have different kind of values and different things going on in our lives about where these things fit in. But yes, I would say that if you're feeling that at the end of the day you go, there's something a bit wrong, it could be looking at something about a comfort level for you. I noticed that women being reticent about turning up the volume when that seems to be what could get them the biggest result with their style. And this also comes down to personality. So turning up the volume. So look, a more dramatic style is often more exciting and it's more more noticeable. And so often that sort of element can be something that can look great. But not, it doesn't work for everybody. It's got to be related to your personality. But this is where too, that it's this, you know, understated, done really well can be beautiful, but it has to often be in a higher quality fabric with beautiful construction to make it look kind of classy or just well constructed, stylish, understated. And it's got to fit really well as well. There's a lot of things that go into, so the more simple an outfit, the more those other things become apparent versus you can have probably a less well-fitting outfit or something, but it's more dramatic and it has its, makes its own statement. Often too is we get very stuck in this kind of very narrow way of looking at our own style, and we feel like if we push ourselves out of it at all, that we're going to become the laughing stock. And that'll be something to do with that emotional comfort, not being a laughing, you know, somebody that everybody is laughing at. But you know, one of the reasons why I did my created my Evolve Your Style program after I did a whole lot of reading about, you know, brain science and how our brains work and neural pathways and all those sorts of things, is that by pushing yourself a little bit out of your comfort zone each day, just a little bit, you'll be amazed at how much over a period of even a few weeks that your comfort zone is actually expanded. But if you never start pushing yourself out of it, it doesn't expand. It actually contracts over time. So you really, we have to keep kind of pushing out there. And that's when you start to discover like, oh, actually people don't laugh at me. In fact, what I get is compliments and other people going, oh, well, you always look so good. Or wow, I'd never thought about wearing, you know, more than one brooch at the same time or whatever it might be. But that comes with this kind of that new neural pathway network that you create as you try new things. So it is one of those things to think about. But not everybody is dramatic. And if you are not dramatic in your personality dressing style, then dressing dramatic, yes, it may look more stylish, but it's not your version. So then it's working out, well, how do you know, you be stylish without having to necessarily be dramatic, which you can do, but the other elements of style, and it can be small details that make the big difference. And it's often in the small details. It's in, like, you know, one of the comments I've often seen is like, I didn't realize just how much accessories mattered until I did Evolve Your Style, because suddenly it's that those small details, that little bit of interest and tweak and you know, accessory makes an outfit come alive instead of being just boring and plain. So hopefully that gives you a little something to think about as far as your own style goes. There is no one right way, and I think that's what's really important to remember. With style, there's no one way of being stylish. There's no one right way. This is why I would never give you a formula and say just wear X, Y, and Z together and you're it and you're stylish, because that will only work for the people that is their personality and that is their personal style, and it does not work for everybody else. This is why it's a process of discovery. It's a process of experimentation, and allow yourself the freedom to do that. And remember that people aren't laughing at you. You know what? Most people are so kind of in their own heads, focusing on themselves most of the time, they are not really noticing so much of what is going on around them. It's like we may remember that we wore this dress to the last time we went somewhere, but I bet you the majority of other people don't remember what you wore because they're just not focusing on that. There's, you know, billions of bits of information coming at us at any one time. We cannot remember everything. And so we, you know, we might focus on you looked lovely, but we might not be able to remember what you wore. You know, we'll remember the experience we had. So, you know, rather than necessarily, oh, those exact shoes, unless those shoes were so amazing, that was something that they were a talking point. Yeah, and I think it's really important for each of the styles, like there's seven personality dressing styles, you can take elements of each of those, and how you do it is up to you. And it's good fun to try each of them because each of them has its own environment. Some will feel very natural to you, others will feel more unnatural, but there might be elements of them that you like. I just remember talking to one of my image consultant students when she said, you know, I scored quite high in relaxed, but I really don't feel my style is relaxed, because she had quite a dramatic, but then she had these, like, it was dramatic, but it was comfortable. And she had wash and wear hair. So it was just, it came out in a bit in her grooming, and also in that the construction of the clothes was comfortable. The fabrics had stretch in them rather than being binding or constrictive. That was how she did relax. She certainly didn't wear traditionally kind of relaxed, you know, casual clothes as such, but it didn't mean that that part of her personality wasn't there, and it still had its needs to be met. And I think this is where most of us who get stuck is because we're only meeting some of our needs rather than all of our needs. So it's like, push yourself out of your comfort zone just a little bit every day, and you'll find that that comfort zone actually gets so much bigger, and gives you so many more options when you feel like taking them on. Well, thanks for your questions. Please do keep sending them to me, and I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.